Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have the next billion-dollar idea. Did I ever tell you my idea for a business?
No. Oh. Hit me.
And by the way, I'm Jordana. That's Paul. DJ's at the helm. Okay. It's built-in Christmas lights to siding on your house. It's like when you build a house, you know, you have that trim that you trim the roof with. And I don't know anything about building a house, so roofers, you're going to be, like, cringing when I tell this story. But I don't know, these soffits or, you know, around the gutters, you have, like, trim for the roof of your house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Built-in Christmas lights, built-in, where you just, they're always there, but you just flip a switch when you want to turn on the lights. You know, it's like plugged into your electricity. When you want to turn them on after Thanksgiving and when you want to turn them off, you know, you just flip a switch and then you have Christmas lights ready to go.
And what happens if you sell your home with that feature to a nice Jewish couple?
Well, they just keep them off. They just keep them off. Wow. I think it's genius.
Well,
and I could probably make $1 billion on it.
I need to think about that. Never say never. I get pre-lit Christmas trees
In
four pieces.
These are pre-lit houses.
All right. Well, let's see if David Deeds thinks this is a bright idea or maybe
genius.
Roadkill.
He's probably going to steal it.
Well, I got to tell you, we had a student team proposed that exact idea.
Oh, he heard it on the radio because I've been talking about this with Chris Elston
years. Hey, let me back up. Professor David Deeds from the University of St. Thomas Schulz School of Entrepreneurship. Professor Deeds, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, wait, talk more about my idea. Come on, Professor, is it great?
So we had team propose this and present this at our Fowler Business Plan competition 5 or 6 years ago. They didn't end up going that way with it, but they ended up going with lighting for drums, so for big bass drums and things that they've sold all over to rock bands.
Well,
that's dumb.
Who needs lighting for drums? Think about all the houses we built. You need to go for the houses. You got to go big. It's a bigger market.
Okay.
Come on, it's a great idea. I need to get on board with like a siding company or a roofing company, and we need to create this product.
You know, it's great to have a great idea, but you have to be able to pivot because it never, at least my experience, it never works out exactly the way you think it's going to work out.
And that's why we're talking to the professor today.
Yeah.
You know, how do you know, like, let's say you have a great idea, you know, like mine, and how do you know that it's ready for prime time? So in your experience, Professor, do you know right away, like when your students pitch you something, do you have that special sense that you're like, yeah, this is a winner?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Oh God, no. I've seen so many ideas I thought were bad and few of them worked out, and ideas I thought were brilliant and never did.
Hmm.
I think the thing, to be honest, the thing you start with is if you have an idea that you want, you start talking to potential customers.
Okay.
You start exploring it, looking what the alternatives out there. And the other thing people fail to take a look at is you start figuring out what the margins are going to be. Because when you're small and you're new, you better have big margins.
Mm.
And if you're doing something as a hobby that you want to take and roll out as a business, you better have big margins.
Mm.
And if you're doing something as a hobby that you want to take and roll out as a business, all of a sudden, that hobby gets a lot more expensive.
Yep.
When you try and, you know, when you're adding a few more people and you're dedicating and you need to pull money out of it and everything else. So, you know, you need some good margins to cover things. So those are a couple of things you need to, you know, and you were saying earlier, you never get it right the first time. So go talk, get things out in front of customers, get feedback, adapt,
mm-hmm.
you know, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, fail. Fail better, fail forward.
So you
right?
go, you talk to people in the industry, you take it up a notch. When do you start looking for investors? When do you start, like, what is the process?
Well, you start bootstrapping. I mean, look, nobody's going to write you a check in early on. I mean, you know, if you've got three successful startups under your belt and a Stanford MBA, fine. But for the rest of us in the real world, mm-hmm. You're going to bootstrap it. I mean, you know what the absolute best thing an entrepreneur can have? Mm. A well-employed significant other that has insurance benefits and retirement.
A day job. Amen.
Because you've still got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
You've still got to make the mortgage. And so, you know, you've got to be thinking about that. So, you know, you ease into these things. You begin doing it on weekends, or maybe you do, you know, if it's an artistic-oriented thing, you do art fairs and see if you gain traction. And or you find a real dedicated hobbyist-oriented groups that you can go to. You look at the craft beer folks. A lot of those guys that are running, you know, have their craft beer, you know, brewery, they started out doing competitions for home brewers. And so you refine, you learn cheap, you learn on other people's money long before you start investing significant amounts of money into it.
Professor, the old adage, hey, do what you love. If you love it, chances are you're going to be good at it. If you're good at it, the money will come. How important is it that whatever idea you have is something that you are, in fact, passionate about, a hobby, something you love to do, something you're fascinated with, curious about? How big a deal is that in ultimate success?
It's actually bigger than people think. There's some great research out by a woman professor by the name of Melissa Carden over the years about this. And the reality of it is investors react positively to passion. Passion keeps you going. You get a lot of rejection when you're starting a business and you're trying to build it. And so passion matters. It really is important to be doing something. You look at the successful businesses, you know, and even the unicorns, etc. They're not started to make a buck. They're started because they're trying to do something mm-hmm. that they think is going to mm-hmm. be cool or make the world a better place, solve a problem, make people healthier. It's absolutely and there's absolutely good research that backs the idea that having passion motivates your team. Having a team that's passionate motivates investors, future employees, etc.
Well, I still think pre-lit houses is the wave of the future, and I might have to call your former student, and we might have to get that going on the side.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, with LEDs, you can make them any colors you want.
Thank you.
I think beta should be your house. I think you should
really,
just
the
try
Jew?
It.
Really,
try
I'm
it
the Jew.
With your house. Well, that makes it even more unique, right? I mean, it doesn't matter.
I'll try it. I'm pretty passionate about that. I think it could happen. I think it'll be easy. I think we would save a lot of people from falling off ladders and then save you from being the embarrassing one who still has your Christmas lights up in February. I'm performing a service here.
I keep my lights up through March.
Okay. Again, you're that guy.
They make me happy. Professor,
David,
last question. We're having too much fun to let
late.
Professor Deeds go. Is it a good time to be an entrepreneur? 30 seconds.
Absolutely. Actually is. Financing is available. There's, you know, good government loan programs, a lot of support out there, things like the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers. It actually is a good time. It's a heck of a lot of fun. It's a little scary, a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. I'm married to a serial entrepreneur. Oh, my gosh.
And there's always another idea, too. It's a sickness. But you helped us a lot today. Professor David Deeds, University of St. Thomas, School of Entrepreneurship. I know you guys do it right over there. Thank you so much for your expertise.
Thanks, Professor.
Thanks, bro.
It's my pleasure. Why
has Handsome Husband not gotten on board with my pre-lit houses idea?
I don't know. Did you pitch him on this?
Maybe I'll make a PowerPoint.
After the third glass of wine, it sounds better. But, you know, crazy.
It's shocking that a Handsome Husband does not want to get behind that idea.
But how many products on Amazon have you looked at and say, hey, wait a second, I predicted this. I talked about this 10 years ago, and now
pre-lit
somebody's doing
houses.
It.
Lindis Construction, call me. We'll have lunch.
Yeah.
All right, it's 420 Weather Therapy next.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.